Last time we thought about those challenging words from Galatians 5, the fruit of the Spirit is meekness. The fruit of the Spirit, that which should be evident in those who claim faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, is meekness. And we said, didn't we, that meekness is quite simply a willingness to be led. Ultimately, to be led by God, through his word and through his providence. And we said that a true follower of Christ will grow in this. Obviously, it's not a one-time work, it's a lifelong work. But a true Christian will develop, by the Spirit's help, that attitude of, Father, you teach me from your word how to think, how to behave. You, Lord, I'm an open book. You write on me. I am a computer waiting to be programmed, as it were. You write the program for the way that I am to think. You, Lord, speak to me from your word. Challenge me. Disturb me. Confront me. But Lord, whatever I need, you bring, because you are in charge and not me. A meek believer is willing to be led by God from his word, and a meek believer is willing to be led by God through his will, even into dark valleys, even into trying experiences, knowing that those things will produce the peaceable fruit of righteousness in the life of the Christian. The fruit of the Spirit is meekness. Now today, let's think then from Galatians 5, verse, is it 22 or 23? I better check, forgive me. Galatians 5, 22. The fruit of the Spirit is kindness. The fruit of the Spirit is kindness. The Greek word is krestos. But kindness is a very good translation. And there are three elements in this kindness that the Bible calls the believer to exhibit. Firstly, a person who displays krestos or kindness is somebody who is interested in the well-being of others. Somebody who is interested in the well-being of others. Somebody who thinks not simply about himself, but about those around him. Someone who is not wrapped up in his own needs and concerns, but is outward-looking and concerned about others' situations. And it describes somebody who is positively, actively looking out for other people. Someone in that sense who doesn't need to have it thrust in their face. Somebody who doesn't need to be slapped in the face with the situations of people around them. But who have a natural, well, a supernatural instinct to reach out, to look around, to be concerned about others. Secondly, a person who displays